This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Sioux Falls, South Dakota got some time in the national media spotlight a couple of weeks ago here, in point of fact, as the first stop of our new project with Jim Fallows of The Atlantic and his wife, Deb. They're flying around the country in their own small plane, one engine, four seats, with us joining them along the way in a series we're calling American Futures.
Where we're going, we don't need roads.
Cirrus 435 Sierra Romeo, got Tango for landing.
It's all about what America and the American economy look like right now from places in this country that don't usually get a whole lot of attention. Jim and Deb's latest stop is Burlington, Vermont, population about 42,000 or so. Hey, Jim, good to talk to you again.
Kai, nice to talk to you. It's been a long time since Sioux Falls.
I was just going to say, it's been a while. So listen, I want to start actually with Sioux Falls. When we flew in there a month, whatever it was, ago, we talked a lot about how you can tell things from the air as you approach these towns and cities with small airports. What does Burlington, Vermont, look like from the air? What was the approach?
When we were in Sioux Falls, we saw the expanse of the plains all around us. We could see all the sort of transportation hubs. You see that Burlington is right on Lake Champlain, but otherwise is sort of isolated from main transport areas. It's in the mountains of Vermont. And so they had to find some way to create an economy there without those advantages of transportation or much farmland, really.
Well, let's pick up on that then, because one of the things about Sioux Falls was how it connected back to us, whether it was agriculture or, and by us, I mean everybody, agriculture or food or what have you. What struck you about Burlington that makes the connection to the rest of the American economy and the rest of the people out here?
Well, we won't even talk about Ben & Jerry's, but I think the main example would be a company called Dealer.com, which makes most of the software that auto dealers around the country and increasingly around the world use to price their vehicles. Mm-hmm. They even are going to put on an app soon that's supposed to take the place of that horrible stage in the car dealership where the dealer writes down a number and says he's going to go check with the manager. Another example is a company called Renewable NRG Systems, which makes essentially the machinery and software for the worldwide expansion in wind turbine power. It's part of an interesting sort of technological heritage there. There was an IBM plant right near Burlington, started in the 1960s, mm-hmm. and people who originally moved there to work at IBM, their descendants, their friends, have stayed to create a little tech empire. They now have sales in more than 150 countries around the world, and they manufacture all of their equipment right outside Burlington, Vermont.
You know, that's funny because Burlington, Vermont is not what I or maybe a lot of people would think of as a place where technology companies flourish.
There is a particular kind of recruitment approach you need to use when you're not in one of the major national talent hubs like Silicon Valley or mm-hmm. like Los Angeles or New York or Boston or whatever. They found a way to sort of screen early for people who had some kind of connection to Vermont who thought this would be a good place to live their lives.
All right. I want to talk for a second about beer, Jim.
if you twist my arm.
I know, right? You have found or have been told about what is allegedly the best beer in America, this thing called Heady Topper from the Alchemist Brewery. Tell me, first of all, about it and why it's and they're the way they sell, which is to me the most incredible part.
There's a kind of magical unicorn quality to Heady Topper. Anybody who's interested in beer has known about this for a long time, but also not had it, because essentially you can't buy it not only outside the state of Vermont, but outside sort of northern Vermont. So in pursuit of journalistic excellence, I drove the 20 miles or so from Burlington to the little town of Waterbury, and I saw this brewery where one after another, I would see generally males between the age of, say, 21 and 45, staggering out of this the brewery with a case of these silver cans apiece, because there's a limit of buying one case per customer. The stores where they authorize sales of these things, they have little posters in the window saying, you know, our Heady Topper arrives Wednesday at 1 p.m.
Wow.
And loyalists know if you get there after like 2:30, it's gone.
Wow. That's crazy. All right. Now I have
to, if I can lure you to
Burlington. I was just
going
to say, now I have to go to Vermont. All right. James Fallows from The Atlantic and our project, American Futures. We will see you out on the road at some point, Jim.
Thanks so much, Kai.
Got to get me some of that beer, man. Our series is called American Futures. It lives online at marketplace.org. We've got maps, Jim's blog from The Atlantic, even a little quiz up today about Burlington and the great state of Vermont. Take a minute while you're there as well. Tell us where we ought to go next.